On a hot day in the north, cooling down at the local pool, it can be the only relief we get. But managing local pools is a big job. From maintenance to running the programs to swimming safety, managing a pool can really take a village. Trevor and Adele Caporn have spent 10 years managing pools in the Kimberley and in the Northwest. They train lifeguards, the managers, and they teach children to swim as part of the Royal Lifesaving Western Australia's remote Aboriginal swimming pool program. But Trevor and Adele are finishing up their service at the end of this season, so I caught up with them. And Trevor, he started by telling me how it was they came to living and working in the Kimberley.
Well, Adele was managing Harvey Swimming Pool, and I was her assistant there for a few years. And Royals, because Royals are a big part of the swimming pools, and we do all of our recalls and all that with Royal Lifesaving. We met Greg Tate, who's in charge of all the remote pools, at a conference, at a LIWA conference, and we mentioned that we would love to one day be involved in the remote pools and explain to him that we're both pool managers. And Adele was a swim teacher as well. We got a call when Fitzroy Crossing was brand new, it was being built. And we had a call saying that it's coming up and if we'd be interested in taking over and being the manager at the new pool. So, yeah, we accepted that and moved to Fitzroy, and that's where it all started with us. Yeah.
And you started out in Fitzroy, but yes. It took you to other places, this role too, didn't it? What were some of the other communities and towns you ended up in during that time?
Yeah, well, we did 3 years, first of all, at Fitzroy Crossing. Then we went to Bidjidanga Community, which is just out of Broome. We were there for one season. Then we went to Barngurra Community, which is near Mount Augustus, which is inland from Carnarvon and Meekatha, right in the middle in there, in the desert. So we spent a season there. Then we did a bit of fill-ins for a season and sort of had a little bit of a break. And then Fitzroy come back up. So we went back to Fitzroy and we did 5 years at Fitzroy Crossing. But in that 5 years that we were at Fitzroy, Belgo Swimming Pool was a new one that Royals a couple of years ago that started up. So I actually went to Belgo for the start of that while they were still building it and did some checks and that on it there and opened the Belgo pool for the first time. Which we had hundreds of people through on the first day. It was a very, very busy pool and new in the community, so everybody wanted to be there and see it. And then a year later, Clumberoo Swimming Pool that Royal Life were managing come up. And I went there when they were building that and did a bit of work there and checking things there and took the new manager there and did some training with the new manager for Clumberoo. Yeah, sort of just been going to different communities and doing fill-ins. I did Horse Creek Swimming Pool for a while and all this time while Adele was still in Fitzroy managing the Fitzroy pool.
You have been to so many communities across the Kimberley
yes.
and the Northwest. What kind of relationship with a community do you build when you're there managing, servicing and looking after the local pool?
It's a pretty easy to get, because I mean everybody wants to use the pool. I mean it's mainly kids that want to come and use it, but there is a lot of adults that like to swim in, you know, Indigenous communities and that. So it's a job that's very rewarding because people want to be there. They want to be there. They want to swim. They want to relax, have a cool off on a hot day. And basically from the start you just set what rules there are around the swimming pool for safety reasons. And everyone, because they want to be there, abide by the rules and do the right thing. So it's quite easy to form a relationship and we both like to have a bit of a talk with people and that. And so it's quite easy to sort of, yeah, to get to know, to meet people and have a chat, yeah.
Trevor and Adele Caporn joining Mornings This Morning. Trevor and Adele have had decades of service with the Royal Lifesaving Western Australia's remote Aboriginal swimming pool program as pool managers and swimming teachers. They're ending 10 years of service to the Fitzroy Crossing pool. Let's hear from Adele now. Adele, As a swimming teacher, what are the key skills you want to impart on students in communities where you teach?
Yeah, I've been a swimming teacher for for quite a few years, and going to Fitzroy was an awesome and a privilege to be able to go up there and teach the Indigenous kids how to swim. But when I was doing my swimming lessons, I used to, the last few days of swimming lessons when everything had all been done and the certificates were all done up, I used to spend a few days in the water doing safety survival skills with the kids, because when those rivers flow, that's where the kids spend the majority of the time. And, so I did lots of learning, teaching the real little kids how to tread their water and how to float. So if they ever go down the river and they fall into the water, or if they get pushed in accidentally, and, they just needed to relax and not stress too much. So I taught them how to tread their water and float, two main safety survival skills. And when we were in Fitzroy, we had a young boy. He got a bravery award because he saw his young cousin falling into the water, and LT went in to rescue him. And he said that he learnt all his skills at the Fitzroy Crossing swimming pool. So that was something to be very proud of. Actually, just before we were leaving, we were walking out of the IGA one day, and Trevor was in front of me because he was carrying some heavy stuff. And a gentleman from the community actually came up to me and he goes, "Oh," he said, "how are you mob going?" I said, "Oh, we're going really well." And he said, "Sorry, you mob are going." He said, you guys," he said, "thank you very, very much from the bottom of my heart for teaching my two kids how to swim." He said, "because if it wasn't for you," he said, "I wouldn't feel safe taking my kids to the river anymore." So for a gentleman to come and shake my hand and say thank you very, very much, that was I was so proud of that moment. It was very, very special.
10 years across different communities, most of that time spent in Fitzroy, but also heading up to Bidjadanga, Balgo, yep. Halls Creek. What are you going on to now, and how do you feel?
We're actually staying with Royals, which we're very lucky. And our new roles will be, I think we'll be doing pool inspections, just going out on the field and doing pool inspections and trying to keep everyone safe in their backyards as well.
Do you feel that the Fitzroy Crossing pool is in safe hands, in good hands? Is it heading into a good future with the new people coming in to run the program?
The Fitzroy Crossing pool has always, most of the time, been Trevor and my baby. And we do think about the mob and the kids and whatever. But, hopefully, yes, it's going to be going to some more very good hands. And we're wishing the new pool manager or the new pool managers all the very best. And, we hope that they're going to love it and enjoy it as much as what Trevor and I did over the time.
And for you, Trevor, reflections on finishing up, finally heading off and going on to new things. How does it feel?
Just over our time at Fitzroy Crossing, when we first started there 11 years ago, the kids that were coming in that were sort of 14, the 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, the first ones through the gates, it was a privilege when we finished up the season to have them coming in with their kids and swimming in the water. So we've gone through a complete generation of them coming in and then their kids. Those older ones that are now that are, 24, 25 and coming in with their kids, they still call us Mr. Trevor and Mr. Dell and have a lot of respect. So that's the part that's been a complete privilege, I think, to form that relationship. And, if they see us down the shop in Fitzroy or down the service station, they always come up and ask how we're going and that. So that was a really good part of being there, I think.